recorded before a live audience on the campus of University of Detroit Mercy. This is a special edition of Ask the Professor. We're celebrating Detroit Mercy's 2021 Homecoming Weekend. Now here's the host of Ask the Professor, Matt Mayo.
Sometime over the next hour, the University Tower chimes are going to ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. And let me introduce to you our panel for today. All the way to my left, it's Professor Jim Tubbs.
Hello, hello. Beautiful day here.
It's really nice to see everybody.
It is nice. And you're not boxes on Zoom. That's wonderful.
We're actually recording in person, according to my records, for the first time since Friday, the 28th of February, 2020.
Wow.
So it's been a while. Now, we've been recording entirety of the last year and a half, but not
in person. With boxes on Zoom.
With boxes on Zoom, exactly. And usually, Jim, you're in your easy chair, everything is kind of, you know, cash. But today we are in the splendiferous campus at McNichols next to the Gardella Honors House.
With gorgeous weather.
Absolutely. The beginning of fall in Michigan, there's probably nothing better. So what's the update on the apartment that you had to clean? Because you're a slumlord, Dave Chow says.
It's cleaned.
You did a lot of work, right?
Yes, yes, and it's done.
Got it. Continuing through the panel, Dan Maggio is here with us today.
Hi, Matt. Thanks.
You continued the great tradition of the late, great Kathy Bush by bringing treats to a recording of Ask the Professor.
I did.
It's been almost 2 years, so thanks for bringing the cookies.
I would have bought a tea ring, which is what she would have brought,
aww,
but I didn't plan ahead.
She would have gotten some Heise unpasteurized cider. That's what she would have grabbed. Continuing from my left, Mara Livesey is here from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Yes, hello. And let me just express my disappointment that the cookies that Dan brought were not homemade.
Close enough.
You got to give some backstory to that?
They're still really good.
So, I mean, it's been some time since we've done a bake-off, but I look forward to our next bake-off, Dan.
You're right. I'll do better next time.
They were just getting started with the bake-off stuff. It was really getting quite competitive, and then the pandemic, so...
Several
recordings over the last year, though, Mara, where you were eating your own baked goods, and we were all just jealous, basically.
Oh, yes. Yeah, almost every recording.
All right, we'll go over to my right side, and Professor Heather Hill is here.
Hello, everybody.
What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing well. I think everybody's doing well. It's nice to be back in the classroom,
Absolutely.
Hard to see, what kind of expression students are making when half of their faces are covered.
Yes,
so
that is
I seem
true.
To be asking for a lot of affirmation. You know, please give me the thumbs up, and they're obliging most of the time.
Good.
So yeah,
good.
It's okay. It's pretty good. I like it.
And how's medieval lit this semester?
It's good. It's really good.
Your forte.
I'm having fun with it because I'm making contemporary connections.
Nice.
As are the students. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Most excellent.
It's fun.
And the weather's cooperating.
The weather is cooperating with medieval literature?
Yeah,
or?
Absolutely.
It's looking very medieval.
Okay, I'll have to think about that, but thank
while
you.
While you think about that, we'll introduce Professor Stephen Manning.
Good afternoon. Lovely weather. Great to be here. See everybody. I'm so used to you introducing people like Jim and saying in the upper right-hand box
that's
is
right.
Dr.
That's
Tubbs.
Right.
So it's nice not to hear that anymore.
It's true. Obviously, you and Heather both got the light blue memo today, so that's cool.
It was not planned.
Nothing ever is.
Nothing ever is.
It's all random.
Speaking of random, we're happy to have Professor Jeff Boats here with us, although we understand you might have to duck out to umpire a game.
Yeah, I appreciate being called random, though, as a mathematician. But I had forgotten about this. I'm down here to umpire some softball games, and then I saw you guys over here, and I thought, hey, I got a break. Cool.
That's awesome.
Now, if it'll make you feel better, I can cover myself completely in black, so it'll be just like the last year and a half when my camera wasn't working on the computer.
That's right. Jeff was always calling in from his phone, and we never got any video, but we heard his voice.
If not random, how about chaotic?
That too. I nicknamed my kids Chaos, Mayhem, and Havoc, right?
That's right. I saw that on Facebook.
This is a double Heather.
Softball.
Oh, it's complicated. But
is it softball or baseball?
Softball over there, yeah.
Who's playing, Jeff?
Oh, I forget what fraternity beat our Alliance Bank in the first game. And then there's going to be a consolation and a championship later, and I have no idea which one I'm umping. So
nice.
Please, my apologies if I have to run out.
That's all right. We'll get you for what we can. And folks, everybody listening, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. You stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Here we go, folks. Hot off the presses and special for everybody. Dear profs, what a joy to see you gather together in person for a live recording on homecoming weekend on the McNichols campus of the university. In honor of this auspicious occasion, I put together a series of 20 questions with the theme of homecoming. I'll give you a passing grade if you get 80% or higher. No need to send a mug if I stump you. I'm happy to see your mugs online, usually. Sincerely.
Usually.
Sincerely, Jonas Chore.
Thanks,
very
Jonas.
Interesting. Jonas Chore of Detroit, Michigan.
Thanks, Jonas. Oh.
Jonas says, see if you can figure out my name. It's an anagram.
Oh.
Let's see what we can do.
Hmm.
Families who adopt a child who is in their foster care celebrate the anniversary day of their foster child coming to live with them. What do they call that day?
I wasn't listening. I was trying to figure out the anagram.
We are starting out.
Homecoming.
You know, they call it homecoming, Jim. Yeah,
yeah.
That is exactly right.
Yep.
You figured it out. Yes. For families who adopt, according to this document, is as important or possibly more than a birthday.
So, that's like, kind of a big deal. For like animals, it's like your gotcha day.
Gotcha day, yeah. That makes sense. If you're adopting, absolutely.
Am I the only adopted one on stage, I wonder? No,
oh,
we
I
never
know.
Celebrated. Oh, you too? We never celebrated my gotcha day.
They just, okay.
No. I like that idea.
It's cool.
I'm running that by my dad later.
Yeah.
I want more presents.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you never do this?
I don't know.
Birthday presents and homecoming presents.
Yes, that's right.
It's 32 years.
It's like Christmas
makeup.
And Hanukkah. According to Merriam-Webster Online Dictionary, when was the first recorded use of the word homecoming? I think we could do it by number of the century.
16th century.
It was a little earlier.
15th century.
15th century. First meaning of the word was a noun for returning home, so not much has changed over these last few hundred years.
You're giving me credit for that?
Yeah, 15. I think that's
close
good.
Enough.
Got it.
Close enough for government work, you know? You know, there's a lot of universities that boast this now that I think about it, but which university boasts having the oldest and largest homecoming collegiate parade?
Yale.
It's not Yale.
Harvard.
It's not Harvard.
It's U of Michigan.
It's not
Pennsylvania.
Or Midwestern.
Detroit Mercy.
It's not Detroit Mercy.
So it's Western.
UCLA.
No, it's actually Texas, if I remember correctly.
U of T? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's in Baylor?
It's Baylor, yeah.
Oh.
It says Baylor has the biggest parade, but Professor Livesey and I know after you attend the University of Illinois, they always crown themselves king of homecoming. They apparently have the oldest, but we don't have the biggest parade, apparently. So, anyway.
Sad.
Oldest, biggest.
Oldest, biggest, longest, highest, most upside down. What year was Baylor's first homecoming parade? It was in the
1900s. 1924.
It was earlier.
1902.
1910.
We need Kendra.
1911.
I know. I'm giving it to Jim with 1909. And 1911 was pretty darn close.
I was just a little rusty.
But is that Dust Bowl era? Or is that a little...
Oh, that's before Dust Bowl.
Before, okay.
Before. So over 100 years, if you think about it. That's pretty exciting. Very exciting. What's the average price for a homecoming queen's crown if you just go to Amazon in 2021?
$24.99.
$79.95.
Are we talking $94.99? Cubic zirconia?
That's what TRS cost at Walmart.
It does not specify the material, but I'll give you all one more guess by saying Don't shoot too high.
Oh, $19.99.
I got to give it to Jim. It's like we're on The Price is Right. It's basically about $15 on Amazon in 2021.
So this is if you type in homecoming crown.
Homecoming tiara.
Well, I discovered quite by accident that at Walmart, they have like 10 different varieties. They're all $24.99 for their tiaras.
Really?
By accident, you say?
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling like we should record a live episode from the tiara section at Walmart.
I think
we
should all get tiaras.
I want to know what he was doing in that aisle.
Cutting over to another aisle.
Professors, what famous rock album, which later became a Broadway musical, that narrows it down, has a song called Homecoming with five separate subtitles or song sections, including one called The Death of St. Jimmy?
Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah.
I was going to guess.
No, way more recent than that.
Is it ABBA?
Uh-uh. A rock,
rock album?
What are you asking for again?
What famous rock album, which rock later album. Became a Broadway musical?
Is that Green Day?
It is a Green Day. Do you know which one it is?
No. That's the best you're going to get.
American Idiot? Idiot.
It's American Idiot. American Idiot. Yes, American Idiot.
I didn't know they made a
I just saw
Broadway
the other day that apparently Back to the Future is getting the Broadway treatment this fall. So, you know, anything's possible. Anything's possible.
Everything old is new again.
That's right. What's the title of the novel by Thomas Wolfe that might cause universities and high schools to rethink their homecoming traditions?
You can never go home again.
You can never go home again. That's absolutely
from Asheville.
Correct. Absolutely. What do you say, Nashville?
Asheville.
Oh, Asheville.
North Carolina.
Of course, North Carolina.
His home is still tourable.
There you go. I was like, there has to be a North Carolina connection for Jim.
Occasionally, yes.
In 1983, comedian Julie Brown released a novelty song about homecoming. Do you remember its title? I probably am revealing a little bit too much about the title of that parody song. According to Wikipedia, Brown has felt uncomfortable performing the song ever since the Columbine shootings.
Bloody homecoming.
The name of the song is The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun.
Oh,
so
okay.
See how well that...
I can see why.
Yeah.
That's
oof. Just about wraps that up.
That's right.
Crane's Detroit Business hosts an annual homecoming event to bring Detroit expats back to the city. What rock musician producer came home to Detroit in 2021? Oh, no, it says underneath it, Dave Chow would definitely get this. Poor Dave.
Not
He's
Jack,
not here with us
not
today.
Not Jack White.
Clues. Plays bass. President of Blue Note Records. Produced multiple albums for the Stones. He toured with former Grateful Dead musicians Bob Weir and Jay Lane in 2018. His own biggest hit was Walk the Dinosaur.
Don was. Oh, Don was.
Yes, yeah. Don was.
Didn't know he was a Detroiter.
Open the door, get on the floor. That's right.
As soon as you bring up something in the 80s, then I'm in the game.
Another Detroit homecoming guest this year was Meg Whitman, the CEO of Hewlett-Packard. Before she left Metro Detroit, she headed a famous company based in Farmington Hills. Do you know what the name of that company is? You should know the name of this company. We see commercials for this company very, very often in late April and early May. That's your hint.
H&R Block?
You're getting into the groove of the cadence of the year there, Jim, but that's incorrect.
Comerica?
No.
Late April, early May.
So there's a very famous American holiday in early May every year.
Mother's Day?
Mother's Day. That's your hint.
Hallmark?
Mm-mm. No.
Wouldn't be that.
You know, she was the CEO of FTD.
Oh, FTD.
FTD, Flower Delivery Company, yes. Ooh. Out of Farmington Hills. Controversy erupted in Williamson County, Tennessee this year after an incident on a float in the Independence High School homecoming parade. Do you remember what happened in the incident?
Float caught on fire?
I probably should have read the questions before I started reading the questions.
Oh, no. Was there a fight of some kind?
There wasn't a fight. It was nothing, like, too highly controversial.
Was there a clothing malfunction?
There was no clothing malfunction, no. Williamson County, Tennessee.
This is not the protest that the prom queen or the queen of the thing was...
was a black woman.
No,
there was the community protest. It wasn't that. Okay,
it wasn't that. It wasn't that. No.
was there an explosion?
There was no explosion.
Was it related to evolution?
It was not related to evolution.
Were there farm animals involved?
No. Okay, I'm gonna call this one quits. This show is over. No. Two girls kissed briefly on the main float in the parade.
Oh. That's it.
Great controversy. Great controversy in Williamson County, Tennessee. What famous actress left the Amazon Prime series Homecoming after only the first season?
Famous actress.
Reese Witherspoon.
Not Reese Witherspoon, but I'll tell you what, I believe that you're in the wheelhouse because we've got a lot of big-time movie actors getting into streaming series, and she is probably number one on that list.
Laura Dern.
Nope. Nicole Kidman? Nope.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
The initials are J.R.
J.R.
Julia Roberts?
Julia Roberts was in Homecoming after one season, yes.
She'd take a break from perfume commercials.
Perfume commercials, that's right. She was quoted last year as saying something like, I may never make a feature ever again. So wow. That's kind of interesting.
That perfume's actually pretty good.
What famous actress was the first African-American homecoming queen in her high school in Oakwood, Ohio?
Halle Berry.
It was Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah.
Right off the top of her head. Wow, nice. Heather, you knew that one. According to Ranker.com, as in R-A-N-K-E-R, actress Dakota Fanning and singer-actress Jessica Simpson share a distinction related to Homecoming. What is it?
We were both Homecoming queens?
Yes, except for that's sort of obvious. You got to go a little bit
so
deeper
than that. So they declined the honor.
They did not decline the honor. They accepted it, actually.
They were Homecoming queens at the same high school.
They were not, although that's a really good guess.
They were homecoming queens without a homecoming king.
No.
In the same year?
That's also a good guess. Not in the same year either.
All I ask for is that Matt tells me it's a good guess.
It's a good guess.
That's all I want.
They both accepted by singing a song.
That's a really, really good guess, actually. No. You know what? Dakota Fanning and Jessica Simpson were both homecoming queen more than once at their high school, which is pretty out of the ordinary when you think about it.
That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. You spread the wealth.
I don't think it's about fairness.
It should be.
Obviously not.
Oh, that is very true. Very, very true. Rock star Tom DeLonge was voted homecoming king at his high school in San Diego. What's the name of the famous band that he fronts?
Tom DeLonge.
Tom DeLonge. Very, very big in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Is it Third Eye Blind?
No. Nope.
Blink 182.
Blink 182.
Blink 182.
Ooh, baby.
Blink 182.
It's got to be.
Oh, my. These are the ones that always really can kind of embarrass our ability to do process of elimination. Which of these celebrities was not homecoming queen? Sissy Spacek, Meryl Streep, Rosie O'Donnell, Faith Hill.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Meryl Streep.
All of them.
They all were homecoming queen at their high schools.
Oh, every that's last not. That's a trick question.
There was no
question.
E, all of the above?
Yeah, all of the above. All of the above. It says, yes, even Rosie O'Donnell in parentheses. So.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I don't like it.
She's Rizzo. She's not the queen.
What famous singer was not voted homecoming queen at her high school in Missouri, but later, sort of in mild protest, wrote a song called Homecoming Queen?
Janis Joplin.
Mm-mm. No.
That's a good guess. A
little more recent, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Very well known around here for having done a duet with Kid Rock.
That doesn't help. I'm sorry.
Duet with Kid Rock.
The name of the song was Picture, I believe, that she did with Kid Rock.
Oh, it's not Shania Twain.
Mm-mm. Initials are S.C.
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow.
Nice.
There we go.
I thought Sheryl was from California, though. I'll take credit.
She's
take
from
the
Missouri.
Credit.
She's from Missouri.
Okay.
Hit it big in California, though. All right, let's wrap up these questions. We got a few more left. What rap star has a song called Homecoming with the lyrics "Fireworks at Lake Michigan" in it.
Oh. I've definitely heard the song.
Is that Kid Rock?
Mm-mm, no, not Kid Rock.
Eminem?
Not Eminem.
50 Cent.
Nope.
I'm just throwing out rappers I know
Jay-Z.
From around here.
Kanye.
There is definitely a Kardashian connection.
It's not Kanye?
Kanye, yes. No. Kanye West has a song called Homecoming.
And a Kardashian disconnection.
And a Kardashian disconnection. I thought it was a conscious decoupling, actually. So, in National Lampoon's Animal House, the Deltas try to wreak havoc on the Homecoming Parade. In what town was the Homecoming Parade scene shot? If only Beth were here, she'd get it right.
She would.
In Oregon?
It's in Oregon.
Eugene.
Partial credit.
Vancouver.
No, Cottage Grove, Oregon.
Cottage
but Oregon's
Grove.
Good
Cottage
enough.
Grove.
You know?
She would have known that.
Cottage Grove.
She would have.
Because the college was supposed to be in Pennsylvania. Faber College.
Right.
Knowledge is good.
That's your motto. Oh,
that's so great.
That was the statue. That
so
was
great.
Faber's
yeah.
famous line.
Faber is. Knowledge is good.
Knowledge is okay. good.
As opposed to it being bad.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or really good.
So you all have basically trounced all these except for maybe one. So let's finish it off with question 20. Movie critics for the website Rotten Tomatoes gave a score of 98% for the movie Homecoming, a film by blank. Who is the director, producer, and star of that film? 98% is really high.
That is
for Rotten
high.
Tomatoes. That's all
Homecoming.
I got to say.
You
may
have a
to
year?
Give us...
It's going to be very, very recent. But I don't have the exact year.
You may have to give us some initials.
Is this a film about coming back from, like, Afghanistan war?
It is not war-related.
Okay.
It is a very, very popular, possibly the most popular, female entertainer of the modern era.
Lady Gaga?
Not Lady Gaga.
Not Madonna.
Not Madonna.
Meryl Streep.
One name,
a
one
comedian?
Word.
Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Beyonce. There we go. It's Beyonce. Yes.
Was it called
this.
A movie?
Apparently it was called a movie.
I beg to differ.
Was it like a music video? Is that what you mean?
It's more like an extended music video.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's why we didn't get it, obviously.
Yeah, that's why.
No mug.
So we were sent one question. By a listener. One question. And there's a nice little ending to this story, but
how many do we have to get to pass?
You must get one right. It's 0 or 100, that's it.
That's a high standard.
I'm not going to tell you who it is because that's part of sort of the backup here, but we'll do the question first. What do all the Major League Baseball players who had the first name Aurelio have in common?
People mispronouncing their names all the time?
They were all from Venezuela.
All from the Dominican Republic.
No, it doesn't. They're not all from the same place.
They all had mustaches when they hit their first home
they
runs
all
in
pitchers.
The Major League.
They were not all pitchers.
Huh. Yeah, I know. I like how you just...
They were all outfielders.
Go right past what I had to say.
Did they have the same
It
number?
Was a good guess, Heather.
Thank you.
They all made the Hall of Fame.
No.
They all had a one on the back of their jersey.
That's a 1 in 10 shot right there. Like, that was pretty good. But no.
What do they all have in common?
What do they all have in common? There's only been 3 people who've ever played Major League Baseball and had the first name Aurelio.
They all played for the same team at some point.
They did play for the same team at some point.
So there's more?
Is that the answer?
That's not the answer.
Is that though. The answer?
Well, it'd be nice if you told me what team,
team
it was.
Oh, off the pass to Jeff or Dave.
Giants.
Chicago White Sox.
Nope.
The Red
Tigers.
Sox, the Yankees, the Cubs.
Oakland.
The
So it was the Tigers. It was the Tigers.
Oh.
Aurelio Lopez.
Wow.
Aurelio Rodriguez and Aurelio Montegudo. And sadly, they also have something else in common. They all passed away in traffic collisions at some point during their career.
That is really quite...
That's a very esoteric question. It was sent to us by John Raby. Of Los Angeles, California. And when we received this question, Michael, very wisely, emailed back saying, long shot. Are you related to the Bill Raby that founded Ask the Professor? And all we got back was a baby picture of Bill Raby with his son John, circa 1967.
Wow.
So
wow.
The answer, I believe, is yes.
Oh, that's so that's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
We learned a lot about Bill Raby last year, and he was the one back in the 50s who started Ask the Professor here at the old University of Detroit. So very cool story. We got a set of questions that were published in the Varsity News in, let's see, sometime during the 50s and the 60s as trivia questions to test your memory. These are from Pat Higo of the University Library.
Okay.
And there's a number of them that I don't even think we would have a prayer. well, I don't know. Maybe you will.
Well, Matthew, there's a shrine right there. So
hopefully they would have been a bit more obvious in the 50s or 60s.
Yes, exactly. Just as a sort of, you know, testing the waters here, does anybody remember the actor who played the role Topper in the Topper movies?
Ooh. I don't remember the Topper movies.
There we go. Okay.
William Powell? No.
It's usually something you would
know. No.
How about we try this? What was the name of the dance group that performed on the Jackie Gleason show?
Oh, my. Oh, good grief. He had a show?
It's like blowing Jim's mind right now.
I think you should just walk the mug over to the library now.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's. For the record, that was the June Taylor dancers were on.
Well, I have
Jackie
heard of the
Gleason
June Taylor
show.
Dancers.
Can we just send the mug and move on?
Danced on
now, there's
Jackie
a couple
Gleason.
Here you might be able to get. There's a couple. Who portrayed Rowdy Yates on Rawhide? This is one you should know. Also the star of a movie that was made just over there X number of years ago, about 12 years ago.
How far are you pointing?
Not too far, a few blocks.
Over there.
Oh, over there.
In the Highland Park direction.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
That's good. He played Rowdy Yates on Rawhide. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Still trying to think if there's even one that we could get.
Any Lawrence Welk-related questions?
Yeah, no, this is good.
This is good.
What were the names of Superman's Kryptonian father and mother?
Jor-El.
That's right.
And I don't remember the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Muriel.
Dave Chadwick.
Let's take Mara's name and change the first letter.
Lara.
Lara, right off the top of your heads. That's awesome.
Really good.
Just to date these questions, because I know that Pat found them and they're really cool because they appeared in our student newspaper, the Varsity News, so many decades ago. The last question on the list is, name little Andy Rooney's dog. I'm like, not so little anymore. Okay. Well, professors, I'm afraid the time has come for us to say goodbye. And we were glad we got to have you for the whole time, Jeff.
Thanks.
That worked out very, very well. Very, very
that
well.
That was a treat.
So why don't we all get our chance to say goodbye, Jeff.
Boats. Jeff Boats. 003.14159.
Steven.
Goodbye.
Heather.
Bye-bye.
Mara.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
And Jim.
Sayonara.
And now these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor today is transcribed on a small patch of grass outside the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile. Thank you.